Welcome to the podcast. My name is Jamie Knight, and I'm a realtor with Real Broker here in Cajun Country, Lafayette, Louisiana. The goal of this podcast is to provide massive value by bringing insider access to our area's top agents and find out how they've been able to achieve massive success in their business. My hope is that you take away a few things from their experiences to grow your own business. My guest today is a friend and fellow realtor, Rob Hillard. Rob is a top-selling real estate agent in his community. Rob invests in his local community, sits on many boards, and you can find him encouraging the Opelousas football team before a big game. Welcome to the podcast, Rob.
Thanks for having me, Jamie, and go Tigers.
I love that, dude. I love it. So start off by telling us how you got into the real estate business and give us a little backstory on you.
So it's crazy. Actually, I was working in a plant. I was in a city right outside of Austin, Texas, called Rockdale. We would work 12-hour shifts every day, and all I would watch when I would get back to the hotel was Million Dollar Listing. So I started seeing the commission prices at the bottom of the screen, and I actually called my wife while I was still out there working. I said, I think I want to become a real estate agent. Of course, she laughed. She's not laughing too much anymore now.
And, she likes it now.
Oh, she loves it. And yet, I seen in those guys on the show somebody that I wanted to become for my community. I wanted to show up as a professional guy so that other little boys that look up to me can know that, hey, you can be whatever you want to be. You just got to begin to become.
Yeah, absolutely. So tell us a little bit more about the community that you work in. So you work in Opelousas, Louisiana, which is north, a little bit north of us here in Acadiana, but still in striking distance. But you run that community, man. You're the man up there.
Yeah, that's what they say. Listen, I take the praise, but honestly, it goes to the community. The community has supported me from day one. They was always interested in knowing what it means to become a homeowner. I tell you this, so 8 years ago, whenever I started my career, the rental rate in my city was 76%. So I knew that it was a huge amount of people that needed to just first understand the process of home ownership, and then second, understand that they can actually become a homeowner. So I just became a vessel of knowledge. And listen, I would be remiss if I would say that it wasn't a heavy lift at first. And I just think, like I say, my community and my God for helping to get me as far as I've gotten into my community. I think at the end of this year, it'll be over 275 houses sold in just the Opelousas, St. Andrew Parish area. And for that, I'm grateful.
Absolutely, man. Yeah, I'd love to hear that about you changing your community and changing the whole makeup of the whole community. People like getting to be a homeowner, which is awesome, man. I'm working a deal with a lady right now in Crowley, man, and it's her first home. She's an older lady. She's never owned anything. It's been such a great experience for me. I'm just loving that. So, man, I guess talk to us a little bit about like that, man. Like, tell us maybe a quick story about maybe somebody that had that life-changing maybe moment that you're like, man, this is why I do what I do.
100%, man. So, I'm leaving the names out, you know, because, of course, it's confidential, but I helped a teacher, man, and they was in the educational realm for 30 years and was getting closer to retirement. And you got to think that someone that's given back so much to the community and educated so many kids, myself included, for me to help them to purchase a home, their first home, you know, was really an emotional experience for me as well as for them. But it was a full circle moment for me because my father was also a teacher. You know, he guided me so much through life as well as my peers. And to be able to help educate, I love helping educators, first responders, and our servicemen and women, because I feel like that's really the backbone of America and the backbone of our community. So I must say, like, helping her was probably one of my tip-top experiences as a realtor.
I love that, man. That's awesome. So take us to the sidelines. We talked about the sidelines of Opelousas High football team. What did you tell those kids on the sideline?
You know, I always tell them, you got to really want to win, because the team that's on the other side of the field wants to win as well. It's a Disney movie for both schools. It's a Disney movie for everybody. But the director will yell cut for one movie. Quiet on the set. And when it's quiet on the set, you don't want the set to be quiet on you. You know, you want to control what you can. They got a tremendous coach, Jimmy Zachary. I just got off the phone with him before I stepped into this. And he always tell him, the noise is on the outside, but in between the white lines is what matters the most, how you perform. And I actually feel like that I take a lot of those sentiments to my career. You hear a lot of noise. There's a change. This going on, that going on, the North settlement, whatever you hear, but that's just the outside noise. In between the white lines is when I enter into my office. That's my football field. That's the place where I can control whatever I can to do whatever I can to make sure that I reach the ultimate goal, which is my client satisfaction with me helping them with their real estate needs.
Dude, I love that, man. I love how you tied that all in, dude, because that's so true, man. I mean, you hear these realtors who get out of the business or who don't make it in this business, and then they go out and they complain, or it's the market, or it's not good enough. But the reality is they just haven't put up enough investment into relationship building and those kind of things, because hearing your story, you are super invested in the community. You're super invested in the relationships, and it's not the market's fault that you're doing well or not. It's how much do you communicate with your people?
So here's the thing, Jamie. If you're not going to credit the market for your success, then you can't credit the market for your failure. And that's the problem with people just in general, with any aspect of life. When you're winning, you want to say, look at me, I've won. And yet when you're losing, you want to say, let me point out all the reasons that I'm losing. And I've never given myself the satisfaction of saying that me winning or losing is determined by outside factors. Me being a winner or a loser is determined by what I can do and what I can't control, which the number one thing with real estate agents, we hear this time and time again, is lead generation. If you're not lead generating at an extremely high level, do you have to realize that you are inviting yourself to be a loser as a real estate agent?
So tell us about how you lead generate, because I know that's a big arm of your business, not just relationships and all those things, but tell us about lead generation. What are you doing out there?
So what I love to do is I say 10 by 10, 10 contacts before 10 a.m. I try to do it every morning, but I don't want to lie. You know, there are some mornings when I am human, so it doesn't happen. And yet, if you want to know the true ebbs and flows of your business, create you a 10 by 10. Contacting 10 people before 10 a.m. because it's going to give you a better start to your day, and it's going to give you a clear understanding of what it is to actually be in a business such as real estate sales. And the 10, if I can go a little deeper, the 10 doesn't necessarily have to mean that these are 10 sales that you're looking for. But these are 10 conversations that you're looking to have in order to get the brain jump started so you can carry out whatever you intend on carrying out that day.
Yeah. And when I see realtors struggling, I'm like, hey, dude, pull your phone out. Let me see what you did yesterday. Let me see how many phone calls you made, because they want to play around on social media or scroll or look at the market or do things in the market that are act like a realtor, go to agent right. open houses, or maybe you did an open house or whatever. So they play realtor, you know, but yeah. They don't spend the time investing in their community. They don't spend the time investing their time with phone conversations. So I'm imagining you're probably like me. You spend a lot of time on the phone.
Yeah, got to be. You know what man, I don't even want to say it like this because I don't want nobody to be like, well, I can't believe. But the agent that spends 2 hours in one day creating the perfect marketing flyer. I'm like, bro, it's like, I mean, like for those 2 hours that you spent creating the perfect marketing flyer for one home, you could have possibly been making 2 hours worth of phone calls, texts, or emails around that home, knowing the pertinent information, square footage, beds and baths, price, location, and actually giving out valuable information to somebody that might buy the house, then instead you'll lock yourself in an office or a space and spend 2 hours creating the perfect flyer. the perfect flyer doesn't sell houses. You know, the purposeful realtor sells houses.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I love that. Yeah, because, again, it comes down to just they feel like they're being productive when what are they doing? They're avoiding the phone.
Right.
I feel like a lot of agents do that. But, man, hearing your story and hearing the stories of other top producers around the country, it's so true, man. Like those agents, those top agents spend, you know, the majority of the day on the phone. You got to be reaching people, man, where they are. So it's crazy. But, you know, unfortunately, that's what people need to do to feel productive. They need to spend 2 hours on a flyer. But that's a recipe for getting out of the business. So talk to us a little bit about, like, you first got into the business. Let's go there. Let's go kind of tell us a little bit of the backstory of you first got into the business. How long did it take you to get your first deal?
Right, so I got in May. And I was like ecstatic, like, man, I'm about to knock this out the park. I've watched all of these shows and I'm ready. I went to Express and bought all of these clothes and
you're looking good, right? Feeling good.
You know what Dion said? You know, if you look good and you smell good and you gonna play good and you gonna win good. So I thought I had everything in line until May turned to June, June turned to July, and I'm looking at August and I haven't sold a single thing. So it's like, well, you know. Either I'm going to keep wearing these clothes or I might have to return them. But so I stuck by the principle of perfect practice makes perfect. Continue to show up and continue to play the game. And I started in May. I didn't close my first actual deal till December of that year. And it taught me the number one thing was patience. To continue to perform whenever you feel like your performance is not being rewarded. There's a lot of people who would have packed it in. They would have found something new to go do. They would have just said, maybe this is not for me. And yet I knew that if I would just continue to show up and perform, then ultimately the performance would have been rewarded. It's kind of like when we watch a movie and it has 5 stars and all of these thumbs up. What we really don't understand is the directors, the actors, the actresses, like that movie is in production for a very long time before it actually becomes a film for us to watch. It's the same thing about a career like this. The career is actually in production for a very long time before it becomes a career that people will enjoy to watch. But like, are you ready to be your biggest fan and your only fan? But I felt like I was my only fan. Like I mean, when you're doing something like this and you don't really see the wind now, which we live in a win now society, when you really don't see the wind now, it's so easy for you to say, okay, what's next? But I always knew that my next was this, and I'm so glad I stuck it out because I guess I'm a star.
Yeah. No, absolutely, man. And there's so many realtors that they get frustrated because, you know, maybe their mortgage is due and they lose that one deal when the pressure is on. And it seems like every time I was in that mindset earlier in my career where it's like I knew that I had to do it for me. And then it was inevitable that one deal was going to fall apart right when that mortgage payment was due. And then that's the pressure. And that's the moment where that's the determining factor of people who will really make it in the long term in those business and say, can I weather the storm? Can I make it through a bad year like 2024? Can I turn it around? Because there's gold on the other side of that rock right there. You know, those are the kind of things that I'm so glad that I've been able to have the same story of like staying consistent. And even when there was no opportunity for money, it's like, that's the hardest part about our business, still being able to have those connections and make those calls and send those emails and those consistent things in our business that we know we need to do. And, you know, be able to reach those high levels. It takes consistency and it takes not seeing the reward, but it also takes alignment and your goals, and you are not doing it for Rob's bank account. And right. I know that about you. You're doing it for the joy of the consumer and their winning. And I think that's what separates a lot of people too.
Yeah. I mean, it's bigger than me. you know, this is way, way bigger than little old me. And to a point, even with the success that I've received from being a real estate agent, you know, I still find myself sometimes being a, you know, small fish in a big pond. Like, there's still some of my colleagues that, in terms of the money financial aspect of it, they still light years ahead of me. But comparison is always the thief of joy anyway. So the money is just like any other job. It's just the result of the job that you do. You know, you are paid in proportion to the performance that you do on your job. And I always strive to perform well. You know, I never strive to perform perfect, because I think perfection is the absence of reality. So the person that may be hearing this, and they may know that the mortgage is due and they count on this one deal in order to pay the mortgage, what I can say is the mortgage will always be due until you are done paying for it, which actually means to me, you have to implement a way of having another deal. Like, and it's, my kids will laugh when they hear this, because they know dad say this all the time. If they're in the car with me and I'm talking to somebody and I may have just put a deal under contract, like, they already know I'm going to say, okay, now if I could just put two more, because it's always, you should be thankful for where you're at, but you should always know that there's still a trek ahead. So, like, that's one of my favorite things to say, like, okay, now if I can just do two more, I'm going to be okay. I challenge anybody to have that mindset, because of the laws of just fact that you may not, if you're closing every deal that you put under contract, then chances are you're not putting enough deals under contract. So
that is true. Let's talk about, you know, lead generation, getting those next two deals. You got the one under contract, you need to get the next two deals. Let's talk about lead generation, because I know I want to have people grab a lot of value from what you do and how you hustle and everything else. But let's say Rob wants those next two deals. What are you doing to get those next two deals? Where are you at right now in your career?
Listen, it's still from day one to day now. I'm a realtor in every single thing that I do. And if I absolutely need two deals today, I'm going to find them wherever. I'm going to talk real estate with everyone, no matter who it is. And I can tell you this, you should be conversing with your VIPs, your very important people that have helped to drive business to you, and you should call them and just basically ask them for business by saying, do you or someone you know wants to buy, sell, or invest in real estate today? Like, listen, I'm gonna say it because I'm gonna still do it because my people know who I am and how I am. I took a class, and so we had to make a phone call, and the phone call was basically saying, I'm in a competition and I need to do yada yada in order to achieve the goal. I'm in a competition every day. Like, I might leave here today and call people and say,
use that same line.
Yeah. I'm in a competition and I need to do, you know, yada yada in order to achieve the goal. What you're going to realize that unless you are a terrible, horrible person, if that's the case, then real estate can't help you. People genuinely want to see people win. So if you feel like you can call someone and tell them that you're in a competition, and then, you know, they'll want to help you win, like, ultimately do that. Like, it's a script, and I really just, I gave it away. But the reality of it is I can call my clients today and they're gonna laugh and they're gonna say, well, I knew you was lying, because there's no way you in that many competitions and you never win. Because I don't never post that I won anything, but I'm always in a competition. But I mean, it is what it is. I love them.
Yeah. And look, I think there's a lot of realtors who don't ask for the business, you know, which I think, you know, you should ask for the business sometimes, or let them know, hey man, you know, I appreciate it. I'm looking for it. I would like to help more people right now. A lot of people don't do that.
But you know, we in a business of relationships, and what people fail to realize is if you are scared to ask the hard questions, then you may never enter into a relationship. I've been married to my wife now for 13 years. So asking for her hand in marriage is one of the hardest questions that I ever asked to enter into a relationship. If you can muster up the courage to do that, then I can muster up the courage to call her for sale. But I, like, if you can ask someone to give their life to you, then, like, how hard is it to ask someone to allow me to sell your house?
Yeah.
Like, you know.
It's an easy question, yeah.
Yeah, it gets easier, you know, when you're looking at something. So when you're thinking about something that's hard, here's what you do. You just think of another hard, you know, and you say to yourself, if I could get through this hard, then now this doesn't even seem as hard anymore. Like,
yeah, choose your heart. I've heard you say that. Choose your heart.
I love it because you got to work hard to have an easy life. That's my motto. The harder you work, the easier it gets. Some people want it to be the easier you work, the easier it gets. And that's really just not true. And I always say that luck is reserved for the hardest workers. So I ain't lucky. I work hard.
I love that. Well, a lot of times on the podcast, we talk about brand new agents or an agent who may be struggling right now. And maybe you did touch a little bit on what they might do to help grow their business. But I always ask the same question. I say, if I was a brand new agent or if I was an agent who had a tough year in 2024, what advice would Rob give to that agent right now?
So get back to the basics. Bury yourself in some sort of material, a book, a podcast, just something to where you can quiet out the noise. And part two is most definitely pick up the phone and dial. I'm more of a pick up the phone and actually dial, like actually call to get voice to voice interaction than a text. But by all means, pick up the phone and do something. Like, if you think that it's going to land in your lap, it really won't. And I've had, of course, you know, over the years of my career, I've had deals that pretty much landed in the lap. But it only lands there because of how much you push yourself to get to that point. It never really landed. You just launched it. You know, 2-3 years ago, you served somebody else so well 3 years ago that you launched them to telling someone else that they should use you. And that's how that person lands in your lap. Like, it never just, it doesn't work like that. We were made to believe that it just lands in your lap, and it really doesn't.
You're right, because like you said, luck is rewarded by hard work and all that stuff. So it's the same thing.
And you know, let me say this. So the person that had a rough 2024, guess what? So did I. You know, I roughed it out. You know, I toughed it out. I set a goal. Set a unit count goal, and I really will probably fall about 15 deals short of my unit count goal, even though this is my best year ever selling real estate. It's crazy how life works like that. You set goals, and even if you don't achieve the goal, then you stretch yourself enough that it's still a win. So if you are, you know, someone that's been in the business for a while and this year just wasn't what you thought it was going to be, that has no bearing on how great 2025 can be for you. Like, if you put yourself on the sideline, just get back in the game. Like, just get back to doing what you know you're used to doing, and it's going to reward you 10 times over. Because it was the same market it was for you, was the same market it was for me. And listen, if nobody else is going to tell you, I'm rooting for you.
Yeah, absolutely. I love that, man. That's great advice for sure, because I'm the same way as you. I've been in it for a long time, and just because you've been in it a long time doesn't mean that you are owed anything from this business. I had to go out and grab it just like you had to go out and grab it this year, and it was a tough year, but I look back at my year and I say, you know, it was a good year. Yes, I did get afforded the opportunity to have some referrals and some repeat business because I go to work every day. But I went out this year and figured out what was working in my market, what was selling in my market. And I focused a lot of my attention on what was selling. So I do a lot of residential, but I also did a lot of multifamily this year, sold a ton of investment properties this year. And that was something that really made this year good for me because I said, like, well, what is still selling in our market right now? Let me focus my attention on that. And I feel like a lot of realtors don't pivot. Another angle that really I sold a lot of too was new construction. Sold a lot of new construction this year, and I haven't in the past sold a lot of new construction, but I would say a lot of realtors look at what's selling in the market. Go after what's selling. Be involved in what's selling. For me, I noticed a trend of investment properties were really doing well in our market. People were coming into our community and dollars were coming in outside the community and people were investing in these rental properties and they were coming in with money and saying, hey, I'm so excited. I'm from Dallas or Houston or wherever and we can't even make profit on investment property. So I can buy property in Opelousas and I can buy property in Lafayette and make money on it. So that was one angle that I went to. And then new construction to me is the best buy in our market right now because of the cost of insurance and the incentivized interest rates and the covering the closing costs and all that stuff like that. So, man, I would just say to me as a side note would be find out what's working in the market, what's selling the market, study the market. Say, hey, man, what's selling right now? I'm so sure you do the same thing in Opelousas,
That's the only way is to be able to master the market. Like, and at times manipulate the market and at times try to get just a tad bit ahead of where the market is going. And in order to do that, though, you have to really study the market. And so, like in my area, is to know the hot streets, like know what subdivision feel like is, you know, heating up a little bit. Kind of keep your ear to the streets, so to speak, on where people might want to be or what may be coming. There's a new school that's coming in Opelousas, and I know some people that want to be in there. You know, Opelousas High School is doing pretty well in sports. So, that's a little soft plug, but it's just to know where the trend may lie. Like you need to always be thinking ahead. I feel like so many people, they play from behind and by the time they catch up to the market, it's a new market. Like, and if you would sit and study, like I got Market Mondays, I try my best to study the market on Mondays, but it doesn't always work. But if I can do 40 Mondays out of the year, then that's great, you know, so that you know price per square foot, you know location. Like if somebody asks you a question, like if you're a real estate agent and you approached, like if I leave here and I'm just approached by somebody that asks me a generic question, your ability to respond to that question says a lot about how much you actually put into your craft of being a real estate agent. So
yeah,
it's cool.
I love that. Yeah. Like ask you how's the market? We get that question all the time. How's the market, Jamie? How's the market? And what would you tell them? How's the market? Somebody in Opelousas comes up to you at the store and says, Rob, how's the market? What'd you tell them?
Great. It's always great. Yeah. Like it's always great. So my response to them is like, what are you truly interested in knowing? And then they'll respond and they'll say, you know, they want to buy a house or they want to sell a house or they want to invest, you know, they want to do something. But if you approach a real estate agent and ask them like, how's the market? And they'd be like, oh man, it's down. Like you've just planted.
I ain't working with that guy.
Right. Like you've just planted the seed of like, there's nothing you can do. And there's always something you can do, but everybody's not the same in those aspects. Some people tend to sway with what they feel like people want to hear. And yet, in a career like this, you have to know what you know and you have to stand on your knowledge. And you also have to be able to provide your knowledge.
Yeah, absolutely. So a lot of those people are not asking like, oh, how is the market for Rob? They're asking how is the market in general?
Right.
So like if you're slow, that doesn't mean that the market's slow.
Right.
That just means that you're slow.
And it doesn't mean, too, that the opportunity that they're going to present you with is not going to be a great opportunity for you. So if you say that it's slow, then they may just walk past you and you've missed out on an opportunity. Like, take it on. And even if it's a challenge, I mean, like, listen, this was what I like to call a market like this. And this year was it was a growth market. Like, this was a market for me to grow as a professional. You know, this was a market for me to grow as a real estate agent. This was a market for me to grow my knowledge in how I conduct my business. Like, this wasn't the market of old that was easy, so to speak. This was a hard market. But the harder the market, the better you get.
Yeah, absolutely. And certainly it was definitely a tough year. I feel like for a lot of agents, it was a tough year for me. It was a good year. I always say, you know, we scraped together a pretty good year. We're getting pretty close on time. So let's go ahead and end it, man, with some last little words of encouragement, man. You got the Opelousas football team, AKA a bunch of realtors listening around the country. We sitting here waiting for your speech on us on 2025. Close it out with that. We sitting here, we got our helmets on. We about to take the field. What we doing in 2025? Leave us with that.
Play like a champion every day. So that's the biggest thing. That's my motto. That's my mantra. You know, shout out to Notre Dame. I kind of took it from them and put my own spin to it, because it's really the reality. Sit down, reevaluate your business, think about where you want to go, breathe new life into your business. You may need to do a 10 before 10. You know, there may be something that you need to do. You may need to lay off the marketing and get more into the organic lead generating. You may want to sponsor the local recreational league team. Then you can go and be a team mom or a team dad. So you can be amongst kids and their parents, so you can show that you truly care. You don't have to have a child in order to be a team mom or a team dad. Like, you can be that person of contact for people for their real estate needs until they are ready to actually buy or sell. And look, above all else, you can really just be a good human. I feel like that's one of the strongest qualities that a real estate agent should possess. Just being a great human, being encouraging. Try your best to keep a positive mindset. Try your best to, you know, just know that you can do it. If I leave you with nothing else, I leave you with knowing that I came into real estate with no background at all in sales. I didn't come from a realtor family. I didn't come from any of this. And what I became is what I believed in. And what you will become in 25 is what you believe in. So if you believe that the market is whatever and it's doom and gloom and there's no way that you can sell 10 houses, then you're right. I mean, if you believe that you can do it, if you believe that you can door knock and do open houses and actually call and actually drive your business and you can sell 100 houses, then you're also right. I end with that. So a man or woman believes, so a man or woman is. Jamie, I thank you for having me on this podcast, and I hope that this gets to your ears and also gets to your heart, and know that 2025, it's going to be great, and I hope that everybody get off to a great start.
I love that, dude. That's awesome, man. I love that, man. I'm fired up, dude. I'm ready to take the field, baby. So, man, I appreciate you coming down here from Opelousas and visiting with us here in Lafayette,
it
man.
It was a trick, man.
You're the man, but I appreciate you making the journey, because, you know, we're trying to just add a lot of value to realtors, man, and give people encouragement and keep them going in the right direction in 2025, man. So if you dig in what Rob's putting down, man, we're going to put some of his information in the details of the podcast, man. Go follow him on Instagram. We're just trying to add a lot of value. So if you're liking what you're hearing on the podcast, give us a great review, give us a positive like, share with a friend. Passing along great information and positivity is what we're trying to do right here. So Rob, thank you again, my brother.
Thank you.
All right, guys. All right. We hope that you have a great day.